Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 162. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on tonight?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, it was. 3 days ago. 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago.
I'm feeling middle-aged.
Are you?
Yeah, my body hurts.
Uh-oh.
Mine too. That's because I'm getting sick. I have an earache, a headache, and a sore throat.
I hope I'm not getting sick. I'm having sharp pains in my joints.
Oh man.
And I don't have those. I don't have those.
But I did build a deck a couple weekends ago.
Your body still hasn't forgiven you. Yeah, that's right.
And that might be it.
It tends to do that when we're in our 40s and 50s.
I think you guys look at me like
if we were 30, it'd be like, eh.
Sean, finish the show.
And I'm tired.
Yeah, I hear you. I started getting a headache and a earache about 2 hours ago, and I'm like, oh man. Then the sore throat came up. It's hanging right there. It's like, okay, it's teetering. It could go away, or it could just get full-blown. And here I went 3 years again. I bragged 3 years without being sick.
That's what you get for bragging.
Be sick two times in a month and a half or something. But right now it's not so bad.
Can't be the crazy weather.
My ear's the one that's bugging me. I don't like earaches. I don't get many. My dad used to get them all the time. Mm-hmm. As growing up, he'd have that heating pad on his ear all the time and lay down across. He always took a nap and laid across the bed. Mm-hmm. So I remember those days, he'd be out for 2 hours. But anyway, hopefully it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But, things are good, though. It's wet. I hate the month of April. Did I say that?
It's April showers, baby.
I don't like
right?
April. I don't like it. It just rains every single day.
You think it doesn't like you back?
It probably doesn't care.
Probably doesn't, yeah.
I hate April. I don't like it.
It's laughing at you.
It is laughing. I can hear it. Oh, other than that, I hope the creepers are doing well whenever they listen to this.
Yeah. Everybody enjoyed the eclipse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all made it. By the time this drops, it'll be well beyond the eclipse. But it was cool. I actually enjoyed it.
Quite the spectacle.
Spectacular.
You know, I know I talked about I couldn't care less about it. And I'll admit it was cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I still don't understand why you would travel somewhere or you would freak out so much. But yes, it was
cool
it was
to
neat.
Be a part of. Yeah.
I was saying that at work. I was like,
I mean, I don't get that.
That was really cool. I'm glad I was able to see that and experience that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spend $2,000 and travel somewhere cool.
That's what
but right
about,
place,
yeah.
right time.
A oh, yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, you might as well take it in. Yeah. Right here
a lot
in
of people
Indiana.
Were on the roads, though, and a lot of people came in.
We'll see Plainfield. I didn't.
You didn't one of those, any difference?
No, there's nothing. There's nobody.
If you're one of those people that spent the money and traveled and have the experience, and more power to you, but just not my cup of tea either.
Yeah, you're blessed more than you deserve, that's for sure. Well, I guess we all are.
I think the speed, period, was it the Speedway? There were several different locations you could go watch it.
Fairgrounds,
yeah.
Motor Speedway.
Up at the hospital, they had, all kind of downtown there and with the with Jackie and everybody, right? The distillery and the jail. But they had shuttles back and forth between the hospital and downtown that you could seriously. Yeah, it was Get Mooned at Boone is what it was. What the theme was downtown. Mooned at Boone.
Yeah. If I couldn't see it, in my backyard, then I'm not going anywhere special to see it. We ended up going to my mother-in-law's and she had chicken noodle soup or chicken noodles. And her brother and then his boys and then and his wife, of course. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good deal.
Thank you. We're on the job site.
Are you?
So we just stopped and.
Do you have your welding helmet?
Yeah. I was say.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Did you? Yeah. That's what I figured. I told somebody that the other day. I'm like, I said, well, a buddy of mine does the podcast. I said, I think he's just going to use his welding mask. He goes, that'll work. And then he went to tell me some welding stories, and they were kind of funny. It's the older guy at the church. He's always got a story. You're almost 83 years old. You live on a farm.
You're
an engineer for your living. You got stories, So, anyway. Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to see that and the creepies, wherever they were. Real quick. Brett was when he posted, because being in Texas, it was kind of weird because he's like, oh, here it is. And it was just slightly before us. You know, it's just kind of weird in how people were posting, you know, at different times. You know, it's come and gone, and we haven't had ours yet. And then, oh, there he goes. And then somebody would be after us. So I was seeing all these posts of our, oh, on Facebook, so, and Instagram. But, yeah, it's kind of cool, though, how that just different parts of, you know,
he also
the
posted
US.
That if we all, we have 7 days left or whatever, like the ring.
You know how many times I saw, about 70,000 people posted that.
Exactly.
I
see
that thing one more time.
I know.
No, it was, yeah, it was funny. I was like, okay.
Not after the 70th.
Everybody's got,
the,
yeah,
time.
Posting the same memes, yeah. But, yeah, and I did post that don't use them for sunglasses because I sideswiped 8 cars.
That's right.
Coming out of my neighborhood. So they're terrible. You can't see anything out
these
of them.
Are terrible glasses.
So, anyway, what do you got here? Eclipse enters Texas border without permission, heads to New York, where it receives a debit card, free cell phone, and health care. Oh! That's right. I just read it on the air. Sorry, New York, but it is what it is, man. Get your crap together.
That's one of the first ones I saw. I was like, yeah, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, that is good. We love you, New York.
Hey, we do.
Thanks for all 4 of you listening. Anyway, yeah, it's wet. It's been wet. I don't like wet. Did I already say that? I don't like April. Did I say that?
You did say that.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on from that. did I tell you I have an earache? And yeah, I told you. Never mind. Sean?
Yes?
Will you tell our creepies who's sponsoring the show for tonight?
Hey, guys. Isn't it time to stop scaring your family and friends? Let's leave the scaring to the ghost. Seriously, we don't want to have to do an episode on one of you guys next. Manscaped is a men's grooming company that can take away the fear with products for areas such as your ears, nose, neck, back, and yes, even your ghostlets down below. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a 5th generation trimmer to accomplish just what you need, and that's to be smooth as a baby's backside. You can use the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in or out of the shower because this bad boy is waterproof. They also have aftershave lotions, face razors, shampoos, beard oils, and many more awesome grooming products. So just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code CREEPED20. That's CREEPED20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Guys, no more scaring the ghoulies off your loved ones. Just go to manscaped.com and enter special discount code CREEPED20. That's CREEPED20 for 20% off plus free shipping. That's manscaped.com.
Nice.
Excellent.
Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped.
Yeah, that didn't take 52 times, I promise.
No, it didn't. I tried the razor in the shower the other day.
Yes.
And it did...
Shockingly
didn't kill me.
Well,
no shocking.
No, it really didn't. It didn't shock me. Yeah,
shock me.
I'm working up the courage.
You can do it.
Like the cowardly lion.
you can do it.
I did. I already reported. I did it right. Yeah. Yep. Everything's fine.
I used the nose hair trimmer the other day again. I could probably do that 3 times a day. No. It worked well. It worked well. So yeah. But yeah, they got all kinds of straight, you know, regular handheld razors and all the shampoos and lotions and all that. So it's not just razors and
boxer briefs,
trimmers, boxer briefs,
T-shirts.
Are you saying they have a plethora of items?
Plethora. Yes, they do. I love that word. Yeah, they do. So go to manscaped.com.
That's right. Go get you some, right?
Make sure you put that discount code in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have a month. See, we have what's today? The 10th as we're recording. 21 more days. So 3 weeks from today, we will find out if... We have a sponsor moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
No pressure, right?
No pressure. So please go out there.
That's right.
No, it's fun.
Buy 2, buy 3.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, check them out. Thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Did a wonderful job. Thank and how about the announcements, please?
I just happen to have them here. We come together every Wednesday to record. We come for the guy time. We come for the fun, the paranormal. But the most important thing we can do is bring the mental health community and awareness to you guys. So call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. You can access stopbullying.gov if you're experiencing any form of bullying.
We hope you're not.
Go get you now, right?
But if you are,
go get you some help.
We give you the number. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. What did we talk about last time? That a lot of adults get bullied. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
It happens,
especially in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be one of those people that don't put up with it. So, yes, and then definitely, you know, the 741, 741, and 988, all that good stuff. Do what you need to do to get healthy. You know, got your mind right, and from there, everything else. I'm not saying it's gonna be perfect, but
fall into place
definitely helps. That's right,
timber. Yeah.
Timber. That's how I kind of feel like now. If chop, I stood
chop,
up.
Chop, chop, chop.
Thank you for that, though, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You did an excellent job. Man, back to back. You had the manscape and then the first announcements.
It's like I've been practicing.
Are you worn out? Well, it is the time of the show, the best time. It's the most wonderful time of the show. The dad joke of the show. Nate and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know why Quasimodo, you remember Quasimodo, that quirky character, you know why he made such a good detective back in the medieval times? He always had a hunch.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Sanctuary. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah, always had a hunch. That's good.
Always right there, looking over his shoulder.
You know, I could remove that for you.
I know you like that joke.
Remove what?
Pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, if... Well, kind of like our friend from the movie Young Frankenstein.
Exactly, right. You know? That's what I'm saying. I can remove that for you. What? That hump? What hump? Never mind.
What? Yeah, you always have a hump.
Wasn't
right?
that over there before? Never mind.
That's funny. Yeah,
werewolf.
So. Yeah. So there you go. Quasimodo always had a hunch. That's the dad joke of the show. Let's move on, I should say. Shout-outs, special announcements. So let's do shout-outs. Sean.
Nishan? I'm going to pass. I have no shout-outs.
Okay. That might be two. Nate?
I'm losing it.
Well, I know what shout-out you ought to give.
Hmm.
You got a new pup?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to shout him out yet.
Shut him out.
He's a pup.
He's a pup. He's lovable. He's Vincent. Cute.
Just remember.
He's a pain in the butt.
Just remember 10, 11, 12 years from now when he has no energy, we're like, daggone it. Just,
I'll love
that'll,
him.
That'll.
I'll love him even more. No, it just, different spectrum.
Yep.
Sammy was.
At the end of it.
a potato that didn't move.
I see.
And this one is, he could probably give a greyhound run for its money.
He's pretty hyper.
He is into everything.
Yeah. That I would worry if he wasn't, being his age. I'd be like, he should. I mean, it's a pain, but I mean, we got ours. They were 8 weeks old. About 8 weeks old because they were born May and then we got them in July. So, having two.
He is a pup. He's 8 months. I sort of wish that we got him at 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because then we could have started
our
regiment of routine instead of having a...
Your programming, right?
Yeah. Deprogram a teenage dog that has opinions.
How dare he?
And he thinks he knows how it should...
His opinions are wrong.
Little does he know.
Are you saying that you're not asking for his input
on
how things run around here? Okay.
For his input.
Yeah. He's a sweet dog.
He's gonna be a good one. It's gonna take a little work, but he's gonna be a good one.
We didn't take ours to any type of training, and Amy mentioned it 100 times. I'm like, yeah, that would be nice, and then we just didn't do it. And there are a few things. I mean, now they're 6 years old, or gonna be six, but. Man, they still have the energy of 6 weeks and 6 months. They are, I mean, they bark way too much when they see people or freak out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part. It's like, you know, they listen and they still get, oh my gosh, Maggie. Yeah, Maggie's
Winston
our goat.
Does
she,
that too.
She eats everything. It's, I mean.
Like before you guys got over here, I tried to take like a half hour nap and it's like, I just fall asleep and he'd start barking.
He's not having nothing.
He's like, oh,
ours
don't
do, ours does that,
I'd
yeah.
calm him down.
You're not going to sleep,
almost
then.
Fall asleep again. Barking again. It's like, stop. There's nothing to bark at, bud.
I think maybe you shouldn't take a nap.
I think that's what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll
get there.
Yeah, it is going from an older dog that was lower on the energy level.
Sam was a potato from day one.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, we got him when he was a year and a half.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you had him as a puppy. I don't know why I thought that.
No, we didn't have him as a puppy, but at a year and a half. I mean,
I remember him being pretty spry when
they
he
say
played,
up to 2 years.
Played with Jack,
old,
but
yeah. He's still a puppy.
I mean, he'd run but around. A little
I thought you
bit,
meant like you got. I mean, I thought you got him from like a breeder or you know like 8 weeks old or you know
no,
like we, young.
Again, both these dogs have been rescued from Rachel's nurse friends.
they're the ones to blame.
So
shout out to her nurse friends. That's funny.
Sam's previous owner, she was the breeder for Sam, but she had Sam, his mom, and his grandma in a rental.
I remember
and the
that.
Landlord was like, you can't have 3 big dogs in here.
you can't have
many.
3 dinosaurs.
I remember
you know,
that. I remember all those pictures of Sam.
In step to us, we took Sam. Mm, but then, same thing. This RN friend, she's retired, and I spaced his name, Winston, has pulled her to the ground twice.
Yeah. She's on blood thinner, right?
And blood thinners, yeah. And she has had to get stitches and bruises on her face. And so we stepped in, and now we have Winston. So
what's his middle name? You can give him a middle name?
Churchill.
We always give ours middle names.
Salem.
Winston Mako.
That's right. He is our. He's officially our podcast puppy. He's just not in here yet.
Well,
so yeah, we
too many cords, right?
We carry the torch for all the
you
RNs.
Yeah, you don't want to shout them out.
It's kind of you.
No, it's
hey,
it sucks.
Rachel.
It,
I got a dog.
It sucks getting rid of your dog, but I mean, there's always reasons. So, and it's nice being able to be in the position to help. So
yeah. Well, good. Well, shout out to you and Rachel and the boys for taking Winston in. No, really. That is good. Did you have any other shout outs?
I thought I did. But
since I inserted a shout out.
I'm so tired. I don't know. I can't think of one right now.
Okay. Well, I have one. And I don't think Sean met them, but Nate and I did at the Black House Cafe last Friday when we had our meet and greet. And I actually have 2 shout outs. Three. So the first one is. This married couple, Joe and Emily Swan, they came in right at the last minute or so. They live in the Irvington area, and they were telling Nate and I about during Halloween time that the Irvington area does some huge Halloween celebration, and they have like 50,000, 60,000. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah,
like 60,000
carnival
people?
Type.
Like
thing.
Cars
yeah.
just bumper to bumper. Yeah, huge thing. And I had no idea. I knew Irvington does. In the, you know, like spring, summer, and fall, they do a lot of haunted tours and, you know, walking
Eileen's
tours.
Eileen's told me about that before,
I
too.
I had
yeah.
no idea
nurse
they
Anna
did.
Or used to be a nurse Dan Johnson, but yeah. She's a nurse friend of mine.
So they were, Joe and Emily were sweethearts. They were really nice. They had their daughter and son, I think. Wasn't it 2 kids or was it 1? I know
it. No, it was 2.
It was 2, yeah. Really, really nice people. And we thank them for telling us about the fun Halloween festival they have. So anyway, wanted to shout out Joe and Emily. And they'll be hopefully listening next week. The other shout out was to, for all of us, thank Black House Cafe.
That's right. That's good.
Mari and Roman for doing an awesome job and letting us hang out, us bozos. And then that was fun. And then also shout out to our good friends, Scott and Corey Steenburgen.
That
they
was
came out and hung
awesome
out with us.
For them to come and see us.
Yeah, yeah. They almost stayed for the whole thing. I mean, they got there not too long after 5 o'clock. I don't know, maybe 5:30 and then. We were there till 7, so shout out to all those nice people.
Yeah, it was a little after me, remember, because you said, hey,
that's
here,
right.
Here comes a guy that looks like he's interested in the podcast. You're like, oh, that's just Sean.
That's right. That's right. Like, so,
hey,
yeah, it
guys.
Was fun. Yeah, and then we went to dinner afterwards, all 3 of us. And then, yeah, poor Scott, real quick, shout out to him. He's battling some shoulder pain in me, and I feel bad for him. He's in a lot of pain. So we're praying for you. We love you, and hopefully you get that you know, better shape because it's, I know when you have a back or shoulder or whatever, neck, whatever it is, it sucks to be in that kind of pain. I know I could tell he's really hurting. So, anyway, shout out to them. That's all I've got. Special announcements. Well, we've got our next Mako meet and greet. Speaking of meet and greets, on Saturday, May 4th, and this will be at the Randolph County Asylum. The meet and greet is from 5 to 7, and afterwards we will be doing a tour of the asylum, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are only $25 for the tour. I believe there are some available. You can call 765-808-8730 to order those tickets. So come out to the Randolph County Asylum on Saturday, May 4th for some hunting fun. Why wouldn't you want to come out and see us? And then while you're there, I guess take a tour of the place. I mean, we're the main draw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong on that?
No.
Yeah, probably.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, you're like, maybe not.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. It's only 3 weeks from this coming Saturday as we are recording. And then, of course, we have the Creeped Out and Haunted Live Show 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. It's going to be at the Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. It will be on Saturday, September 21st from 6 to 9. The arrival time starts at 5:15, and we are having our special guest speaker and friend of the show, paranormal investigator and author, Mr. Austin Lawrence. Tickets are only $10, and they can be pre-purchased using PayPal at TWHedges312, Venmo at Todd-Hedges-numerical3, and then Cash App, $TodWilliam312, or guess what? We'll take cash. And also, if you
good
don't
pre-purchase, cash,
darn right, that always works. And you can always, if you go to the show, you haven't paid yet, you can always pay at the day of the show, so mm-hmm. that is fine. So yeah. So
if they don't pay at the show, do they have to wash the dishes?
They have
dishes.
Well, we're not going to have any dishes.
Oh
so,
well.
Yeah, that really wouldn't help. So
sweep the floor.
Sweep. Do something. Right?
So please come out.
Sweep the floor with us. Is that right?
Please come out because number one, we're going to be there in Austin. So we're going to do a great live show. It's going to be fun. Some creepy stories. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Greenwood Happy Haunts, Scott and Corey's
in Greenwood.
Awesome store in Greenwood.
You can't miss it. It's Greenwood.
What a cool store. You haven't been there yet, have you, Nate?
I
still
have not.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Oh. Honestly, I did draw a blank. I'm like, had you still not been there?
I honestly
have not. Yeah.
Okay.
But I've met them.
That's right. And
twice.
Do you like them now, or are you still not care for them?
Yeah.
Are they growing on you?
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that at all.
I know.
They light up like Christmas trees when they see you. Because they
don't really care about me, and I don't care about them. So.
Oh,
I can tell.
Yeah, that I don't believe either. I told them both that both of them are so full of life, and that we just appreciate them so much. You know.
Yes, they're wonderful people.
You even gave Corey a hug. You're like, I'm not a hugger, but here you go.
Well,
you
sweet Corey always gets a hug.
That's right.
I thought I said I'm choosy on who I give hugs to.
Poor Scott.
I shook his hand and I gave him like the bro hug, you know, like the hug,
uh-huh.
You know. But hug. I also knew his shoulder was killing
well,
him.
Well, right.
Exactly. Hey, come here.
Come here, you.
Let me fix that for you.
Yeah. So you know what? Crack, crack. We want to see as many people come out.
That's right.
Saturday, May 4th. Please come out, support us, and it's going to be fun. And like I said, Austin's putting a lot of effort into. He's going to have some video footage of his investigation. Mm-hmm. So I know it's only April, but it's getting close, and we really want to see a good crowd. So please come out. And if I have to cry, I will.
All right.
And if I have to beg, I will. That's it.
And it's not too terribly long, so.
No. And actually, it'll be done before 9, but
yep.
It gives us a little
something
cushion
to do in the early evening. And,
oh, yeah.
And then carry on your.
Yeah. It'll probably be over closer to probably no later than 8:30, actually. But anyway, that's
I'm
going
to hold you to that.
Okay.
My bedtime.
Now.
Yes.
We are to the point of the show. Tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
This is my pick, so I definitely like to give credit where credit's due when it's my credit, right? It is on haunted railroads.
Haunted railroads. That's mm-hmm. a different one.
Yep. And if after the show, if you're interested, you can go to the bottom of our show notes for the source links so you can dive into more of this topic.
Yes, please do.
Ready, Roo?
We post our sources down there now.
That's right.
So, Sean, your pick, do you want to start out with, I mean, it's really not much of foundation.
No foundation. Now, I do, I think I've said this
before.
Well,
railroads need a good foundation.
I'm going to give a little backstory.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, I'll give a little sentimental. How about that? I have, ever since I was a kid, I think I mentioned this before, that was one of the first occupations that I wanted to have or be or hold or whatever, is a railroad engineer. So mm-hmm. when I was a kid, I thought we had the railroad hats and everything. Yeah, it is made up, totally. But my grandfather was on the railroad, and he was a fireman. Yeah, I told that story, so I won't tell it again. But he was, I always idolized him and thought that would be really cool. He's the one that died when my mom was 3 years old. But
So
I've always thought, I've loved railroads and engines and, you know, trains. And I still love to watch them go by. People get frustrated, like, oh, God, it's a train, you know. It's like, no, it's a train. Mm-hmm. Yay, you know.
I like reading the graffiti.
The graffiti, yes, because there's always plenty, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That is true. That is true.
Joe did what to Susie? But yeah, this is the ghost of San Antonio's train tracks. This says, if you're ever in Southwest Texas, you might consider driving a little further down, just south of San Antonio, near San Juan Mission. You'll find the intersection of Villemain and Shane, where the haunted railroad tracks lay. This intersection, stained with tales of blood, has become a notorious urban legend for San Antonio locals. The story always revolves around a tragic school bus accident, which we hear those a lot. You know, you've heard those in other places too, in which several students were killed. The ghosts of these children never crossed over and remain on the railroad tracks to this day. The legends have captivated people across the country, inspiring them to make the journey to the deadly intersection to experience the paranormal activity personally. One telling, because there's several different versions, and again, you hear this around different parts of the country, but for San Antonio, one version is that takes place in the 1930s or 40s, depending on the account, and according to whatever variation, a bus carrying students home from school were heading toward the intersection. When it came to the railroad tracks, the bus stalled out. The bus driver then noticed a train barreling down on them. Bus driver rushed to get the children off the bus. There wasn't enough time. The train crashed into the bus, killing 10 of the students and the bus driver as well. Hmm. So obviously this goes into, there's all kind of, this is a more detailed version, explains the legend more suitably. Begins the same way, decades ago, 30s or 40s, a special dark evening. A nun was driving a school bus filled with children on a field trip, heading down Shane Road. Approaching the crossing, the bus abruptly stalled on the tracks. Most of the students were sleeping, so she was quietly attempting to start the engine back up. It was then the train emerged, seemingly out of nowhere. Headlamp was burnt out. It offered no warning of its impending arrival, so it was too late to evacuate the children by the time the train got there and killed them all. Mm, so, but terrible. The after story of this is obviously that the cars that stall on that railroad track, or if you go on the railroad track and turn your engine off, your car will start moving and you'll find like little fingerprints.
Kind of like the car thing.
On the back of your car. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids are trying to help you make sure that this never happens again to anybody. So, mm-hmm. it's kind of cool.
That's a sad story.
Thanks, it is very sad. It's a good way to start, right?
Great way to start.
You love that?
That sometimes happens. We have tragedies in our haunted stories, right?
That's right. Yep.
Well, that's good. That's a good start. Nate, do you have one?
I do. It is the Phantom Canyon Road in Colorado. It's located an hour southwest of Colorado Springs between the cities of Florence and Victor. The Phantom Canyon Road runs along an old railroad route, and you can access it from either Highway 115 to the south or Highway 67 to the north. While driving along the road, you'll pass by ghost towns such as Adelaide, Glenbrook, Wilbur, and more. Why do people claim the Phantom Canyon Road could be one of the most haunted places on Earth? The old wise tale says that a man who was executed back in the 1800s at a prison nearby has been sighted walking along the tracks. Multiple visitors since the original sightings back in the 1890s claim to have heard, seen, or just felt that creepy ghost vibe.
Hmm.
An almost 200-year-old ghost roaming the train tracks through the canyon.
Colorado, huh?
Colorado.
Still never been there.
Spooky Colorado.
Yeah, that's a good story. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it again? What's the?
Phantom Canyon Road.
Phantom Canyon Road. I like
runs
that.
Runs along it's track.
Well named, right? Okay.
Phantom Canyon Road. I like that. Very cool. Very cool and creepy. I've got one here. Going south here. South of the border. No, not south. I'm just kidding. it's still in the U.S. This is, let's see here. Let me get my story here. Okay. Chapel Hill. Tennessee, not Chapel Hill, North Carolina, has a mysterious railroad haunting. So it says a tiny town with a tall tale makes claim to having one of Tennessee's most haunted legends. It is the train tracks that run through Chapel Hill and has attracted those looking for a thrill for decades. The Chapel Hill Ghost Light has been part of our DNA, you might say, over here for a long time, said local songwriter John Rickman. The tale has lots of versions, but for Rickman, it's the local one that counts. So on June 8th, 1942, a man named Skip Agent was walking on the tracks and was hit by a train. Yikes. From that point on, the light was seen here out from that. I'm sorry, I can't read. From that point on, the light was seen here out from that time, said Rickman. The notoriety of the tale hit a peak in the 60s and 70s. Rickman said groups of people would come to the tracks to get a glimpse of the light for themselves. Says the light was a destination back in the day, he said. Some came for adventure or excitement, or they had nothing better to do. Rickman said that even that some even brought guns to shoot at the light to see if it would go away, which was a problem. There was one person killed from Bedford County out on the railroad tracks. He was so enamored by the light that he came out here and got too close to the track and got hit by a train. Says the practice stopped when law enforcement started making arrests. Probably a good idea. Rickman said he has seen the light for himself. He says, I've seen it where it didn't scare me so much, but people have reported where they would get in their car and take off. It's not uncommon for lights to be seen on train tracks, so how is this one different? Well, it goes across the track sometimes, always back and forth. Sometimes it comes up and sometimes it goes back. Mm. And you're looking for it, and then it falls over behind you some way, and it goes behind you. Rickman said that some speculate the light is formed because of swamp gas or, how do you say that word, phosphorus. It's a mystery, and it's uncommon. So it says, while less people have reported sightings of the light in recent years, this town's most popular folklore will live on with Rickman's song, The Chapel Hill Ghost Light. Mm-hmm. That's weird how it kind of moves.
It is,
it's,
yeah.
It's not just the typical, okay, it's coming toward you like a train. It's kind of getting behind you and on top, yeah, so... Chapel Hill, Tennessee.
It's funny that yours was Chapel Hill. This is Whitechapel.
Oh, and that is, we've heard of that.
It is, right? This is exactly where you think it is. It's in London Town. Right?
Oh, is it? Oh.
It is really okay. The Jack the River. I didn't. So the tale, I heard this on a YouTube, which is really interesting, and I'd never heard of this before. The tale of the dead body train at Whitechapel. There's a tale that is often repeated late at night in spooky surroundings. There were once a dead body train that ran through a special tunnel and collected the dead from the Royal London Hospital and took them to no one knows where. The train reputedly ran through a now bricked up tunnel to a private platform by the hospital. Other claims suggest there is an underground pedestrian tunnel linking Whitechapel Station to the hospital. And this was used as a morgue before being sealed up and is still there unused and presumably empty. When hearing stories about the transport network, often not much more than the oft repeated claim that no formal documentation ever existed. It says, so the railway was a private company and would only build such a tunnel if it ever felt that it would improve the chances of a person using the railroad. But the idea was from these stories that they didn't want people to get sick. So they were trying to transport these dead bodies to make sure that, like, you know, to keep mm-hmm. down, you know, illnesses and yeah. all that kind of stuff. And infection, and then also for people not to have to see these dead bodies. What this goes on to say, because when I heard about it, it was like, oh, this actually existed. But these are just like supposedly folklore stories about this train that never actually existed in London. But it's just, I was like enthralled by it because they were talking about it being connected with the Whitechapel area. Mm-hmm. So it goes through how like, all the different stories about it, but it's, this says, the question is raised, did the train actually exist? And this person says, I'm inclined to think that it didn't. A lack of documented evidence either at the hospital or the railway to suggest such a service train ever ran. The lack of need of the pedestrian tunnel, not to mention that it would have to cross another railway track, also suggests that the sealed doors of the station today can't lead to that claimed tunnel. It says you can't really prove it existed. You can't prove that it didn't because it's just really truly on stories about it. It says, but finding lost tunnels is always a lot more fun. And then just thinking about what happened with all the myths and legends in the mm-hmm. subterranean is kind of fun. So, but it's just something that if you haven't heard of it, look into it a little bit more because there were some very interesting videos on it. But like I said, I didn't realize that there were layers and layers of myth and legend about it too. So,
yeah,
but it's kind of cool. But think about it. I'm surprised that wasn't more, you know, the Middle Ages, you know, they had the bring out your dead card or whatever, but it's like, you know, that is something that if there were mass, you know, bodies or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like how did they get those, you know, kind of concealed, like
totally makes sense.
you know,
using a train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, you know, just kind of like the death chute that we talked about before.
I was ready to say that, the asylum, especially in Waverly Hills, same thing. They didn't want people to see it. Or see,
get discouraged seeing all the dead bodies leaving.
They're like, oh, is that going to be me in a couple months?
So even though historically they're saying that this probably didn't exist, I like to think that it existed.
Well, you know what? We have the right to say it's true.
Absolutely.
It's our show. Oh, no, that story. Though. Yeah, when you said Whitechapel, I honestly thought, oh, okay. I've heard that before and then didn't know it was actually in London. So, interesting story. I like it.
Cool.
What do you got there, Nate?
The dangers of working overtime at a railroad museum.
Oh.
The staff and volunteers at the Railroaders Memorial Museum in Altoona, Pennsylvania, are a lot like the people who the facility memorializes. The hardworking, loyal people who helped turn the small city of Altoona.
Sounds right.
Altoona.
That's what I would go with.
Sure. Into a world famous railroad hub. And one hardworking finance director at the museum found out just how loyal railroad spirits can be. I mean, they just don't want to leave. According to a now legendary Altoona ghost story told by multiple sources, the director walked from his office to the building's elevator after a long day of hard work. The director, who said he was usually the last one in the office, waited until the elevator door eventually swung open, and in he walked. But shockingly, the director found that he wasn't alone on the elevator. A man stood on the other side of the elevator with his back to him. The unexpected guest casually looked over his shoulder at the dismayed finance director. Then the man's body started to shimmy electrically and eventually completely disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Later, the director noticed a railroad worker in a picture on display in the museum who looked similar to the one, might say hauntedly similar, to the man who shared the elevator ride into the haunted railroad weirdness. He assumed this was the ghost of the man that he bumped into on his elevator ride into spooky railroad history.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
And creepy. Creepy cool.
Sorry, words aren't coming to me.
Nah, you're fine. Join the club, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that. That was a good story. Haunted Railroad Museum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of cool to work there. I mean,
I would love it.
Yeah, I would too.
Toot toot.
Thank you, Nate. I've got one here. This is from our friends up in the northeastern part of the U.S. My home away from home, even though I haven't been there, the New England area. Mm-hmm. this is the haunted Hoosac Tunnel.
Hoosac.
H-O-O-S-A-C.
Who you call Sac?
Hoosac? Who said that? Okay, so this guy that writes this article, he said he's not really into ghosts. He doesn't really necessarily believe in ghosts. He is saying here, he says, I don't believe in ghosts, which I assume means I won't ever see one. But guess what? That's likely what Dr. Clifford J. Owens thought when he entered the Hoosac Tunnel in June of 1872, looking for a rational explanation for the reported howls of pain and sadness echoing in the long dark of the unfinished railroad passage. He did not believe the ghost stories until he and a site superintendent saw a headless apparition and could offer no better explanation. Granted, we're talking about a doctor from the 19th century, back when they tell you to drink mercury to cure an STD. Still, Dr. Owen's diagnosis was in the tunnel had a case of acute poltergeistitis. That's pretty funny. So it says the Hoosac Tunnel, he said, I may not believe in ghosts, but I sure do believe in nightmares and the construction. This is where the story really gets interesting. The construction of the Hoosac Tunnel was a body-mangling nightmare. The tunnel is so named because it's a passage carved through the Hoosac Range in the Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. I only know enough Algonquian to order stuff at restaurants, but as I understand it, the word can be loosely translated to place of rocks. The European descended folk who settled the area kept the Algonquin name for the mountain range, but they had some other changes in mind. Mostly they wanted to blow a, I'll say, freaking hole in it so they could run a train through it. Digging big tunnels underground has always been extremely dangerous, but I estimate it was particularly terrible in the mid-19th century because it was deadly, the work was slow. Construction began in 1851, and the tunnel wasn't completed until 1875, so 24 years, a long time. Said low-tech, unsafe conditions, noxious, volatile, flammable gases, and highly unstable explosives claimed the lives of over 190 men before the tunnel was completed. The Hoosac Tunnel thus earned its name, you like this, the Bloody Pit. Mm-hmm. How about that?
It's a perfect name, right?
Yeah, so it says, according to stories, Ned Brinkman and Billy Nash were buried alive under tons of rock in the explosion. And he says, I'd wager that it's most likely they were buried dead. Either way, it roused suspicion. Was this simply an accident, like all the other deaths in the tunnel? Or was this murder?
Murder, you say.
So, yeah. So they had a lot of death, a lot of tragedy in this Hoosac Tunnel New England. Yeah, so there you go. The haunted Hoosac Tunnel.
Well, I've got the Lincoln Funeral Train. That's a famous one, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's death train has been reported inside New York City limits, even inside Grand Central Station, though it did not exist at the time. Before there was a Grand Central, there were rail tracks on 4th or Park Avenue. In April 1865, Abraham Lincoln's body began a funeral journey from Washington, D.C. via New York City to his hometown of Springfield, Illinois. Ever since then, in various parts of the nation, the train has been spotted toward dusk on the day it journeyed along for so long. Since then, that's a lot of long, right? Since then, a supernatural version has been running ever since. They're doing a lot of duplicates, right? Yeah, I gotta watch it. Some people see a steam train moving slowly away, and with it goes the darkness, the chill, and the clouds that obscure the moon. Others claim that they see the inside train and a crew of skeletons. I love that part. Halfway back in the train is Lincoln's coffin, surrounded by a crew of blue-coated skeletons. Say that 50 times, right? Hmm. Or the train is simply a blur. It has been reported seen between 21st Street and all the way up to Albany over the original path of the old New York Central Railroad. Wherever the train passes, the clock becomes 6 minutes late.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
Hmm.
That's kind of cool. So, yeah, you just never know where you're going to see it. I've heard so many different stories about seeing Abraham Lincoln's ghost train. It started soon after, too.
I want to say this. I've been meaning to say this. I love when Nate, and I'm very serious because it cracks me up, when, like, we'll tell a story or we're talking or, like, in a guest chat, and I love Nate's, I love your, I like your. I just wanted to say that. I never have said it till Nate cracked me up.
Now I'm not going to be able to unhear that.
No, it's good. Yeah,
yeah, I do it a lot.
What did it say? It has skeletons.
Uh-huh.
Blue. Like what was the blue? Skeletons. What was the blue part?
The blue, like some of them are blue tinted skeletons.
Oh, they're blue. Okay.
Yeah.
They're blue tinted.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Or it all goes.
That is weird. Why would they be blue tinted?
I don't know.
Are they old ladies, like blue haired?
No, maybe.
Oh.
I was thinking officers, like in a blue
coat
or something.
Yeah, are they just skeletons, like naked skeletons, or do they have?
You know, I've never seen these before. Right.
we need pictures, don't we?
That's right. Oh, I know. Well, anybody's got them out there. Yeah,
I hope somebody's snapped
a picture. You know, I don't know. I've seen pictures of them, but you never know. Like they look pretty doctored to me. But
I like them bones,
dry bones.
Good story.
Thank you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have next, Nate?
This story is Murder, the Spirits Wrote.
Are you okay?
Man,
we're killing it tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one word, and I'm just like running it like 15 different ways in my head.
Yeah, skeptics.
Skeptics,
I'm
yes.
looking right at the same story.
Yep. My brain just shut down.
That's all right. We got this.
Skeptics charged with railroad ghost stories are just that, stories. Spooky tales that, while may impart some cultural or historic wisdom, aren't really true. But these doubters may have some trouble explaining the next story that takes place in Duffy's Cut, a section of railroad near Malvern, Pennsylvania. Since the late 19th century, dozens of people have claimed to see weird floating orbs dancing around a trench near the railroad tracks. There were so many reports of what people said were the ghosts. There were so many reports of what people said were the ghosts of Irish railroad workers that the railroad company began to collect and archive the stories. Two men who had heard the stories from their grandfather, who worked for the railroad company, decided to investigate whether there was any truth to these legends. With help from university-trained scientists, these amateur anthropologists dug roughly where the ghost sightings occurred and found remains from what seems to be a mass grave. More startling, the men found evidence that it wasn't a disease that killed the workers and their families, but apparently gunshot wounds.
Murder,
you say?
Murder,
you wrote. Murder, you say? I like that.
So that's interesting that they investigated where they're seeing the orbs and dug and found bodies.
Are they blue?
Oh, they, yeah. Blue the blue color. Hairs again.
Were they red? where was that at? Pennsylvania?
Yep. Duffy's Cut.
Duffy's Cut.
In Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Malvern. I like Duffy's Cut.
Sounds ominous, doesn't it?
In a couple weeks, I get my hair cut. I'm going to go, give me the Duffy cut.
Give me the Duffy's cut.
God knows what you'll get, right?
Exactly. I have one here. Looks like it comes from St. Louis. St. Louis, as I like to say. Stamp of spooky approval. Not many paranormal phenomena earn a royal stamp of approval, but an elite group of spooky happenings in the Great White North, or better, the Great Fright North. You see what they did there? The Great Fright North.
I see what they did.
Yeah, that's right. Were immortalized as Canadian postage stamps. Among them, the St. Louis Ghost Train stamp became highly sought after when the Post released the stamp to the public in 2014. Pretty recent. The stamp celebrates a ghostly railroad tale that's been creeping out of the small, quaint village of St. Louis, Saskatchewan, for decades. Witnesses say that eerie lights often dance along a stretch of railroad tracks outside of town. Some say that there is a white light and a red light. They believe that the white light represents the headlamp of a train, while the red light looks like a light they use to flash from the back of a caboose. Makes sense to me. Believers say that the lights are either from a ghost train that was part of a deadly train robbery, or the ghost of a conductor who died in a horrible work accident along that section of track. Debunkers, they have other reasons for the phenomenon. Mainly, they say that the phenomenon is nothing more than a combination of automobile headlights and overactive imaginations. Well, who made them know-it-alls? But the sightings continue and continued to be vexing and spooky enough to be immortalized in a stamp collection across Canada and stamped in the time-space continuum that surrounds the village of St. Louis, Saskatchewan. So it's a Canadian story. I looked at St. Louis, and I didn't know it was St. Louis, Saskatchewan. So what do you think about that to our neighbors to the north?
I think I like Saskatchewan.
St. Louis, Saskatchewan. Yeah. I don't like the debunkers. I don't like them. I don't think they need the... We don't need their input. No, I'm just kidding. you got to have the, you got to have that balance, right?
That's like that Whitechapel. I didn't want him to debunk that either. That's why I'm like, no, it's real.
Sean's making a declaration. It is real.
I'm telling you.
So there you go. That's the, whatever. St. Louis, I couldn't remember. I just read. So we are all tired, aren't we? We apologize for this episode.
He's okay. Oh my gosh. He's all right.
No, but go ahead. Do you have another one, Sean?
There are stories after stories of different, the railroad, obviously, of, you know, the history of how it was laid and why, you know, how they used to ship things before the railroad, mm-hmm. steamships and everything. And it's interesting because they have, they actually like have hiking guides of where you can go, whether it be West Virginia or out west, and, you know, just to be able to hike some of these abandoned railroad trails and some of the stories of people that you meet that don't exist. There were stories from daytime, nighttime, all kinds, you know, of like orbs and spooky people you meet or somebody you talk to and you think, something doesn't seem quite right, you know, like it's not in like a normal person, and it was end up being a specter that you interact with. So I found that interesting, and I watched some different videos on those kind of stories about people just, you know, journeying and hiking and really trying to just, you know, enjoy the history of some of these old lines that don't run trains anymore. And then that, besides meeting people, it's like seeing trains run on them, and it's like, this is an abandoned track. I think that's some of the coolest, those are stories are like, that's wild. And I know we have the Avon, you know, haunted bridges there, and trains,
which
still
is active.
It is active. Yeah. Trains still run there, but it is, I still get the heebie jeebies when I go under there, and I go under there, you know, pretty regularly to go up to back and forth to work. And, it's still like, there's just something very cool about the railroad, but like I said, there's just something very ominous about some the old tracks and some of the old trains, especially mm-hmm. the old steam locomotives and all that kind of stuff. I think it's just really cool. But yeah, if you ever do that's something that I enjoy. It's going along railroad tracks and just, you know, kind of reminiscing about some of the history. It's almost like that movie Stand By Me.
Again, you stole my thunder.
I did.
I was thinking the whole time when Russian gets his shoe caught. And
yes.
Like,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Just make it. Yeah. I have never really been like walking down abandoned railroad tracks or even active. No, I haven't.
Put a penny on one and let it.
No, I mean, I mean, not on for like, hey, let's go for a hike for a few miles or let's go on a trip. I've never done that.
When we were younger, we used to do them. Did you ever do that, Nate? We used to do that all the time, just follow the railroad tracks.
Never did.
Most
not we, very far.
We I mean, did I've, some abandoned, but yeah, you know, sometimes there were some active ones that I know I've walked along too. Just obviously you gotta be careful of that. But yeah, I always just thought it was really there's just an adventure in it, you know. It's almost like you know, it's a different kind of hike, but you just like, I wonder where, you obviously you can you look at the maps and figure out where the railways go. But it's just, I always thought it was cool. I haven't done that in a long time, honestly, but yeah, I'll definitely stay off the active ones though, right?
Don't get your shoe caught.
Stand by me. No, here, seriously, stand by me. You take the brunt of this.
Stand over there. Yeah, that's that would be bad, getting your foot caught or something. Yeah. No, I never did them. I never did as a kid or as an adult, really. Like
the tunnels.
Follow railroad tracks.
The cool tunnels and what you were talking about, like how long some of those tunnels took to build.
One was 24 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Good grief.
But there's so many different orb stories about that, too. But, you know, we talked about the Gurdon Light, you know, in Arkansas. Mm. That one's another one, too, that kept coming up in a lot of these the railway stories. Again, people are trying to bunk that, like, oh, it's just, you know, reflected light. You know,
right,
like, no, those lights were around way before cars were.
San Antonio seems to have a lot of haunted, railroads, from what I researched.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, probably any railroad that's been around a while has some type of lore, legend, you know, somebody comes up with one, or, you know, and it could be true, but, yeah, they are cool. I've always liked trains. 2002, took the first time I ever rode on a train. My ex-wife and I, we went, we drove from Plainfield to Fishers and hopped on a train. We did one of those dinner trains.
Mm-hmm.
So it drove to Atlanta, Indiana, 45 minutes or an hour. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. And they had snacks and drinks and all that. And then we went, that's, you know, in Atlanta is the Haunted Hotel. I'm drawing a blank on it, on the hotel, but that's either we've talked about it. I think we did. That's the one Jerry and Tracy, they did like a tour there, mm-hmm. or an investigation. But yeah, so it took us to Atlanta, Indiana. We had dinner at this restaurant and we were able to walk around the town for like an hour. You know, they kind of like, okay, just be back. Make sure you're back in time for the train to take you home. so that, but yeah, I think that's the only other, or the only time I've actually been on a train. I don't know about you guys, but have you been on?
I have been short trips as well. I've always wanted to take the trip from Chicago out to Seattle, you know, the North, the Passage or whatever you want to call it, Amtrak. They say that's incredible to take, but or you could take the one up to Chicago. But yeah, I've only been on my grandparents took us when we were littler, and you know, just it was just something fun to do. But and then obviously the real little tiny trains, you know, when we were kids, and they take like the amusement parks and stuff have those. I always enjoyed driving the riding around on those.
I'm not talking about.
No, I know a real train. I know. But those are, that's what I remember. Like that's what I remember. You know, like at the zoo and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, no.
So those, yeah, those are always fun.
I have, yes, I've been. I've been
Disney World train. And yeah.
Oh man,
the zoo train. I do. No, I mean, hey, we're going back. I told you it's like historic. I think about all those kind of things with trains, though.
But it was fun though. The train, it was kind of cool. Like we'd go through like Cicero and all that, mm-hmm. and then people, you know, like houses, and they're right there by the tracks.
Yeah,
they'd wave and you could see them. But mm-hmm. We were able to sit right next to the window.
Yeah, I've been on quite a few
22
trains.
Years ago.
All right, I've been on the Polar Express. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, I've done that. We've done.
I haven't done that.
Hot chocolate.
Down in Kentucky, where our family property is down there around Lake Cumberland. If you continue down south on 27 there, I can't remember the name of the town offhand, but they have a train, an old train that takes you to an old mining camp.
Well, that'd be fun.
That's how they traveled from the town to the mining camp and everything. And then it's sort of like a museum, and you can go a walking museum outdoors, and you can go and look at everything, the sites and foundations of the old buildings and stuff. So we've done that a handful of times. I did the train ride from Indianapolis to Crawfordsville to the Rotary Jail back in school, in elementary school, I believe. I've ran quite a few trains.
I'm really impressed. I've only been on the one. Why am I surprised? That beats
my zoo train.
Oh, we did one out west. It was one of the gimmick ones where you get on it and then it stops and gets robbed by cowboys.
Oh, now that would be cool.
Yeah, oh my gosh! Fun. You know what?
Have you done that?
Yes,
I got a piece of coal stuck in my eye.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. So
that's awful.
So Amy and I totally forgot. That's not good.
You're like
my wife. We went. So we flew from Indy to went Indy to Chicago, then Chicago to Phoenix. We stayed in Phoenix for our honeymoon, but then we did Sedona and the Grand Canyon, all that. Which was we drove to. This town is 2 hours from Phoenix, and then we rode a 2-hour train ride to the Grand Canyon. And they did that reenactment. They did the train robbery and all that, and we have video and pictures, and it was fun. And then, I think it was 3 or 4 hours. And what was funny is in March, I'm thinking it's going to be warm, but oh no, it was snowing during the Grand Canyon. We had jackets and hoodies, and I'm like, and then we go back to Phoenix, it's 80 degrees, but it was like 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I thought Arizona was just always warm, but they're like, no, you're in a different climate here, you know, in the Grand Canyon. They're like, give us about 2 or 3 months, then it'd be what you think. But in March, it's like winter still.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did the train ride. So, okay, twice I've done train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I have any more. Oh, wait a minute. No.
And then.
There you go. Two times.
I slept in a train once.
Yeah. There's, they have, railroad cars at the
Union Station.
No.
Are we talking about this?
Well, the hotel over there,
Crown Plaza.
Yeah, Crown Plaza Hotel.
That's where Jen and I stayed.
They have like four cars that they've converted into hotel rooms downtown, Right, yeah, right next to Pan Am Plaza and Union Station.
Oh, because Amy and her friend did that. Yeah, that's why I said Union Station, because they stayed, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Rachel have done that a couple few times.
We talked about this before, but the statues are supposed to come to life in the middle of the night. And I went for ice, and Jenna's like, the statues aren't really going to come to life, you know. And I was like, but
she's
I want
a party
but I want them to. And I tried. I just stood there like, come on, move. They didn't move. No, but they were super creepy, though.
They need to get one of those performers in there.
I know somebody that mime.
That would be fantastic. That'd be awesome. That would freak me. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
looking at some of the, we're talking about those hikes and stuff that you can take in some of these abandoned train tracks and tunnels and everything. One of these is kind of fun. It's in West Virginia, and they are called the North Bend Rail Trail. Is an attraction you can hike on. The North Bend Rail Trail is a 72-mile path spanning western and north-central West Virginia. However, it does not just have one single tunnel. It has 10 of them. The trail was originally a railroad line built by the Northwestern Virginia Railroad before the Civil War. Later, it became part of the B&O Railroad, among others. In the 80s, CSX sold the line to the state of West Virginia, who renovated the line into hiking, biking, and equestrian trails. It says the path leads through a large assortment of abandoned tunnels along its 72-mile span. Some are obviously much older than others, having been formed by different methods over the course of roughly a century. Most popular among the many tunnels is the apparently haunted Silver Run Tunnel, which is 2,297 feet long. The tunnel is purportedly haunted by a woman with black hair and pale skin. Can you imagine running across something like that?
If it's dark in there, how can you tell it's black?
I don't know. But that's the tunnel that she
ends up. Oh, that's a cool
picture.
Oh,
isn't that neat?
I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, you got a lady in white. I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, no. That's way too overused.
We never talk about that. Yeah. Well, cool. Do you have either one of you? I'm storied out. Do you have any other stories to share?
I wanted to touch on the ones Sean sort of touched on them too. Our local laid a claim.
Yeah, we have a visitor.
Hi, Winston.
Pushed himself through the door.
He's like, I've had it. I can't take it. Look at this guy. Look at this good looking kid.
Dane, you had one job.
We got Dane and Winston.
But yeah, the Avon Bridge and the Danville Bridge. Mm-hmm. I know we've done an episode on them as far as local,
right,
haunted locations
in our early
stuff,
days.
But the popular story is a woman carrying her baby was crossing the bridge, and a train came and had nowhere to go, and had to jump, and the baby didn't make it. So then she's out there. If you go out there on a quiet night, you can hear her screaming and wailing for her baby. And then one of the other stories I heard of those was a construction worker falling in the concrete as they were pouring the piers.
Yep.
And, they pulled the forms off and his arm was sticking out, so then they had to remove it, and that spot of concrete constantly turns red no matter how many times they paint it. That's one of the other famous stories of either one
that's
of
terrible.
Them.
I'm not laughing at somebody dying. I'm just laughing at the, yeah.
I just love those. So I really wanted to recap those. And then I didn't really read anything off of this site I found, but they did a good job and took a lot of pictures of those. So I'm going to cite that in our sites that we're citing at the end of our page.
Yeah,
so if anybody wants to see pictures of these bridges, that whoever did this website did a really good job of getting some amazing pictures of it.
Cool.
And then another one I wanted to touch on was the Gate to Hell.
Oh, yeah,
in Brazil.
Yeah. We did that. Yeah.
I believe that story was a train derailed and killed a bunch of people there.
Honestly, I can't remember how that story goes.
I think that was one of them.
Sounds right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that's the one that you can pull in, right?
Yeah. Seven-foot-tall gatekeeper.
Some big
whatever ghoulish thing.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that's right, because I think I said, oh, it's Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, I did. So that's good. Oh, yeah, and the pictures. I remember there's Winston again. The pictures of the Brazil tunnel is really creepy because that's got all the graffiti, and it's
Yeah. I believe they said that.
Creepy cool, though.
Like, if you stop in there or whatever, like green goo or whatever starts running down the walls or whatever.
Our buddy Doug, I've talked about him. He's been a sponsor before, went to school with. He's been out there, I don't want to say many times, but he's been there a few times. And he says pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if he said he had any
interactions.
Yeah, anything happen hauntingly, but he and his one daughter, they're really into that. So, yep. So I was talking to him about it, and he's the one that's got an actual haunted house because he's a professional fitness trainer, and he'll have clients down there, and they're like, "Did you see that guy peeking around the stairway?" He's like.
He's like, that's Cliff. Forgot to mention something.
Bart. Yeah, all the time. He's like, yeah, that's kind of what happens here. So that's good. I am glad you brought that up, Nate, because it kind of fits with this, what we talked about. So, that was a long time ago when we talked about
it. A long time ago, right?
That's why I figured it wouldn't be that bad to recap them, you know?
Yeah.
Did you know on Fandom they have on Villains Wiki they have ghost trains? It's the trifecta. Hi.
I don't think closing the door is gonna.
I don't think
help. You're gonna need a gate or something. We got gates all over our house still. Dane.
Dane's like, I'm telling you, you got to call Moudini, not Winston anymore.
Oh, creepies! Dane's coming like, oh my gosh,
what? I'll have to get a. Because these are goofy doors. They're like little mini French doors or whatever, and there's no lock. So
he thinks he's in like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, so I'll have to get like...
Howdy, partner!
I'll have to get one of those...
Oh, howdy, partner, you?
You can get like baby-proof cabinet locks or whatever. It like cinches around the two handles. So I'll have to get one of those for this.
See, we still have three baby gates. We block off certain areas, and so sometimes... We have to block off our French doors that lead from our office into the living room, and we'll put them against there. And if they wanted to, they could knock it over, but they haven't figured that out. So just because it's sitting there, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I wish that was the case with him. We have one baby gate. We borrowed another one from my sister, who she got it from our mom, and he broke that today.
Oh, God.
Dope.
He
hears Todd's voice and he's like, I gotta meet Todd. I gotta see Todd.
Yeah, he's already met me. He's not enamored with me.
He's over that. He just wants to see all of us, right? But this is from Fandom Villains Wiki.
Let's wrap it up on this one.
Absolutely. So the ghost trains. I just think it's hilarious that it has this. Aliases are phantom trains or haunted trains. The origin is various folklore. The homeworld is Earth. Oh, that's hilarious. Abilities. Ability to move without anyone at the helm. No need to fill fuel or coal. Unlimited horsepower. Supernatural durability. Traveling through dimensions, flight, time, all that good stuff. But there's like a whole host of them, names of them. The Silver Pylon.
Silver Fox.
Silver Fox, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing. The St. Louis Ghost Train. Lincoln Death Train. The Nimbus. Arizona Shadow Train, the Express Train from Hell, or for Hell, I think it is. Death Train of San Luis Potosi, I don't know what that is. Ghost Train of Ninvo Laredo, and the Black Train of Yambu. I think some of that sounds made up. But
I think you mispronounced that one. It's Nintendo.
Nintendo. It's a cereal now.
Samsung is the other one. Sanyo.
But I think it's cool that it has this entire like biography, cultural history, and all the stuff on ghost trains.
Nice. I like that.
I think that's wild. That is a good place to end, right?
Real quick, this isn't a story because I want you to end that, but Rhodes Hotel is the one that we've talked about. The Rhodes in Atlanta,
Rhodes
Indiana.
Hotel, yep. Yeah. I remember that.
Yep. Anyway, well, that was good. It was fun to talk about haunted railroads and all that good stuff. And a lot of tragedy happens it kind of makes sense. I mean, you put those suckers together it's kind of like anything you build. A lot of death.
I imagine
injuries.
Like back in the day, old technology. I mean, derailed it, it was probably pretty bad.
I can't imagine. So that was fun. Good topic, Sean.
Thank you.
Coming off of that. Oh man, I've been on a, I think I've got two or three in a row that I've missed. I'm on a bad streak. So I'm going to go with Millie's Moment.
Yeah.
Ah,
that's correct.
There we go. Now I'm back on the railroad track.
Dark Side. See, I was going to try to trick you a little bit because I was thinking I'm going to do Crazy Train. That only makes sense with Ozzy Osbourne. But I'm not going to do Crazy Train. I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
You're going to do a song by Train.
Something by Train?
Or yes. I am.
Oh, are you really?
I really am. Well, this is Drops of Jupiter because I thought with the eclipse that only makes sense. This is, they actually wrote this song. The lead singer wrote this song about his mom, actually. I always thought this was more of like the like love of his life or whatever. But it said it's inspired by the death of his mother who battled lung cancer for many years. So when you read it that way, it's like, oh, that's kind of charming, actually. So Drops of Jupiter, tell me, now that she's back in the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her hair, she acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's time to change. Hey, since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Now that she's back from her soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellation, hey, she checks out Mozart while she does Tai Bo, reminds me that there's room to grow. Hey, yeah. Now that she's back in the atmosphere, I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane, just a story about a man who's too afraid to fly, so he never did land. But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way? And tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Can you imagine? No love, pride, deep fried chicken, your best friends always sticking up for you, even when I know you're wrong. Can you imagine? No first dance, freeze-dried romance, a five-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had, and me. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light or the light of day and head back toward the Milky Way? And tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it in the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself? And of course, I'll let Nate do the na, 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 na.
Huh.
I'm not going to do that part of it.
I've always liked that song.
Yeah. So it's Train. What is this song by Train? Well, I think the fact that it's also about his mother who died of cancer is kind of interesting because I always just thought it was.
I do like Train.
I actually never really thought about it. I just thought it was some girl he was singing about, you know.
I did too.
Really? Mm-hmm. But then when you sing it, or when you sing it, when you say it, and think about it that way, it's like, oh.
That's what I like to learn about with songs, actually talking to the artists and seeing what their inspiration was.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's the great thing with music is. It means something different to everybody. It's just, it's how you perceive it, how you take it, and the message that you get out of it. And it's really interesting to see what their message was and their inspiration for writing.
I love that at the bottom of the lyrics. A lot of times you can find out, most of the time there's a history behind it that you can read. Every once in a while they leave that blank, but I like that too, honestly.
Yeah. You know, it's like Black Diamond from Kiss is about a hooker.
That's actually my
all
next
those years when I was a kid.
That's my next one.
But when you become an adult, you learn, okay, Black Diamond. Yeah. You like that creepy song? We might as well cash this one in. This episode is interesting.
Put Love Gun up on the shelf. Gun,
yeah. That's for our after hours. good choice there, Sean. Good. See, I'm back on my hot streak, though.
I'm right. I'm very impressed because I thought, I might be able to trip him up this time.
One, I don't think constitutes a streak, though.
No, one in a row.
Hey, it's starting over.
Anyway.
He's batting 1,000 right now.
Second announcements.
I got them here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, coming soon, Rumble. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Please spread the word about our podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome-looking merch, so go get you some. If you'd like to sponsor our podcast, whether you're an individual or business, we offer multiple levels. Just email us or message us on Facebook and Instagram. So if you are enjoying our show, these are a few ways to help and show us support.
Thank you for that.
You're most welcome for that.
We need all the support we can get.
That's right.
Somehow, some way, right?
Finally found your words.
I did. The emperor got his groove back, huh? So did I.
Not that cartoon.
Oh, man.
That was brutal. I remember the kids were little. I'm like, turn this off.
Yeah.
It was bad. Thank you, Sean. Nate, help us get out of this mess.
Well, I think we derailed a few times.
Multiple.
And then we got back on track.
Then we derailed again. Hey, Winston's back one more time.
We'll ride the train to nowhere, and that's a wrap.
We did derail a few times. That's an understatement. But that's what you get, Creepies, when you got the Mako Boys doing an episode. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 162 and our discussion on Haunted Railroad. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And Winston is the new podcast pup that we've seen 47 times in the last 3 minutes.
No matter how many times you shut the door.
He's like, hey, guys, remember me?
And we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.